Hey Queen, welcome to this week's episode of the Good Woman's Devotional, a devotional podcast for inspiring faith, activating hope, and delivering practical tools for a fulfilling life. Join Zoe as she unpacks empowering stories, unwraps the wisdom in the scriptures, and takes you along for a journey that's all about transformation and intimacy with the Lord. Brace yourself for some godly inspiration and a whole lot of growth as you get ready to be the light of your world and the salt of your earth. Hey Queen, happy midweek, and how has your week been so far? Hopefully you've been doing great. And in today's episode of the podcast, I am reminded of the intro of this podcast that enjoins us to be lights and salt of the earth. Today's episode is titled Samples of God, and here is Jesus talking to his followers, and he says, "Let me tell you why you're here. You're here to be the salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage." Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm gonna hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I put you there, on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. And this is from Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16 in the Message Bible. This scripture is the answer to everyone asking themselves the question, what is my purpose here on earth? Jesus says you're here to be the salt seasonings that bring out the God flavors and the light that brings out the God colors in the earth. Because of you, God will be experienced in the earth. Wow! If you didn't know your purpose before, now you do. I am here to make people experience God on earth. You can say that about yourself. I heard an illustration of how, you know, food vendors will give food samples to potential buyers to have a taste, and then when they liked it, they would buy actual portions of the food. We are the samples of God and the first experience of what people will experience as God. In this scripture, Jesus clearly states that you're here on earth to be salt, to bring out the God flavors in the earth. Now here is the truth. The grace of God has been made available to all men, but until they accept Him, they cannot make use of it. Now our job as Christian women of God, is to be the light, the example of what God's grace looks like. It is not in talking to them about the grace of God, but guaranteeing a great experience of what the grace of God feels like. Because remember, people will not remember what you said, but they will remember how you made them feel. I know it feels like a lot of pressure. Do I have to be perfect? Am I not allowed to be human or make mistakes? I ask myself these questions on a daily, because sometimes you find yourself in situations where it's really hard to adequately represent God to others. But there is something that Jesus said that gives me so much hope in all of this. He said, "If I have made you light bearers," and that for me is my statement of liberation, because we are His handiwork. It takes the pressure off of me, and literally the only thing I have to do is submit myself to His process, so I come out looking just like Him. And note that after He has prepared you and made you His able representative, He's not going to hide you. He's going to put you out there in the midst of people on top of the hill so that all men can see you. Now, this is the tricky part. Remember, He's not putting you out there so they can just see you. You are there to shine and shine your light so they can see you and glorify your Father who is in heaven. You are there so they can have a taste of what God is like, because we are samples, remember? The real deal is God. We are portions, much smaller portions of God that give a good impression of what He is like. And it is our duty to do that with as much grace as we have received. Sometimes we forget and get caught up in the thought that we are here for ourselves, to follow our dreams, to live for our needs and feelings and desires. But no, every day we decrease as God increases in us, we die to ourselves as we make God take preeminence. Whenever you think of the phrase, "I am a sample of God," let it remind you that your life and people's experiences of you is to give them a taste of what God is like. Make it a worthwhile experience. And now the final piece to this is that, since we are ambassadors of God, not only do we get to do the work of an ambassador, but we also get the benefits of the ambassador. Because think about it, He will want you to represent Him in a specific way and therefore will provide for you what it takes to fill the role. So relax in your new position. Only keep it in your consciousness that I live to express God and He will take care of the rest. Let's pray. Father, we pray and thank you for the opportunity to be samples of you, representatives of you, the light of the world, the salt of the earth, and the ambassadors of you, O God. The expectations are high, Lord, and we sometimes wonder if we can do a great job. But we trust that we are only here to walk in the works that you have already done. It is you, O God, who is at work in us both to will and to do of your good pleasure. And so we are confident that we can deliver. We trust you, O God. In Jesus' mighty name have we prayed. Amen. We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of the podcast. Send us a voice note with your feedback in our DMs on Instagram @letmebeawoman. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, keep lighting up your world and being the salt of your earth. Love, Zoe.